How's everyone? I was just thinking earlier today that God just wants to elevate our lives, elevate our eyes, sorry, off our own lives. And we often just look at our own lives and our world around us and we perceive that as reality. That's not God's reality. And He wants us to, I couldn't find that song, it says, lift up your eyes at a heavenly gate or something like that. Someone knows it. Huh? Psalm 31. Go read it later. But he was just saying, like, lift your eyes to God's reality. Like, can you pass my Bible there? So I really haven't prepared anything. I'm just winging this. This is some of God's reality. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those are the things that God has made us, like as Christians. Like, that's God's reality. That's who we are in Him. Like, we are good. We are fully loved. We are loving. We are kind. We are good. And our world and our own eyes see us as, we think we have these problems, like we're quarrelsome or we are sinful or we struggle with this. And that's a lie. Like, that's not God's voice. Like, it's what the world's telling you to believe, what the devil's trying to tell you to believe. And then He wants to remind us that in His Spirit, He's placed the Spirit inside of you. That Spirit is full power and full life. Mm. And in that Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. And you are all of those things.
Yeah.
You're no longer the old things.
Yeah.
The Bible says, put on your new self. You are a new creation. So stop thinking with your old mind and renew your mind to the things that God has made you. I don't even know why I'm going there, because it's not about healing. I just felt like that's been such a big thing. I was staying there during worship. But in that, God has also promised healing. And I'm not going to get into the theology of it now, but it's in the Bible. And nowhere in the New Testament do you see Jesus not healing someone. Nowhere do you see anyone being turned away. There's literally thousands of people in the New Testament. We live under a new covenant, a new promise. And none of those people get turned away or not healed. And that's the reality we live in. That's God's reality, where He's greater than the things of this world, greater than the sickness and the disease that we live in, and the problems around us. And He's able to break into those things and bring freedom. And His heart is just so full of love and joy and peace and freedom to you.
Yeah.
And He just wants us to live in that and to be free from the bondage of the enemy who brings sickness on us and brings all these things on us. God wants to set you free and renew you. So I'm just going to share one or two stories. I don't want to go on for too long, but hopefully these stories aren't anything about me. It's just to look at what God has been doing. Like, God is moving powerfully amongst people. And a few years ago, there was a lady. I don't know if you guys who go to spa in Rondebosch might have seen her. She was in a wheelchair. Charmaine, yeah. She was in that wheelchair for 25 years. Her boyfriend stabbed her in the back with a screwdriver, which is not very pleasant, and she lost all mobility and feeling below her waist. And then one day I was at the spa and standing outside waiting for a friend, and I just said to her, can I pray for you? And she said, yeah, cool. And so we just prayed, and as we prayed, she just felt this like tingling sensation running down her spine and back up, and that was it. And then we went back a few weeks later. And we sat there for about half an hour just with her on these two milk crates outside the spa. Like, peak time with people walking past, dropping money in her jar and all the rest of it. So it was quite funny. And we just walked her through the promises of God, the scriptures in the Bible. And then we prayed for her. And while we were praying, she has her eyes closed and she was just sitting there. And while we were praying, her one leg just started bouncing up and down. And she hadn't moved her legs for 25 years and her legs just started moving. And she had, like, that continued for a few days, and then ended up she had another fight with the same guy who stabbed her 25 years ago, and she lost all her mobility again, and I haven't really seen her much since then. But the point was that God was doing it, and he is able to do it. And that, I'll give you some other stories. Just last week, Wednesday, I was in town with a guy from Nigeria who, on the way there, God also knows everything, so you can ask God what you're going to pray for. And so I was on the way to pray for this guy, and I said, God, what's wrong with him? And I've just had this picture of his knee and this problem running down the back of his leg. And I got there and I said to him, there's a problem with your leg. And he said, yeah, it's my kneecap. He got shot 2 years ago through the back of his knee, and a bullet came out the front. And then he showed us these x-rays of four screws holding his kneecap together. And there was a lot of pain. He couldn't go to varsity or do anything. He was just sitting at home. His medication ran out, so he was under a lot of pain. And we started praying, and nothing happened the first time. And often that's where we give up. And we think, okay, cool, it's not God's will to heal. But you show me that in the Bible, we'll have a big argument. Because that's not God's will. God's will is always to heal. We just need to persevere. And so we carried on praying for this guy, and he started feeling God's presence on him. And the pain started leaving his leg. And then we carried on praying some more. And it's also very natural. While you're praying for people, just ask them, what are you feeling? How's it going? And he was just talking, he said, no, the pain's gone. And all the pain in his leg was gone. And then he started, like, being able to move his leg again. And he spent about 5 minutes just walking around his flat with this look of shock on his face. He couldn't believe what was going on. Yeah, that thing's cool. Okay. The first healing I saw, which really just blew me away, was we were in this small little rural sort of church. And it was in Malawi, so it was all through interpreters. And I was busy walking out with a friend of mine, and the interpreter stopped us, and he said, these ladies just asked if you just pray for them. And I looked at them, and they had, they were blind. Like, I don't know how blind, but they were very blind. It's like that look, I've only seen it in dogs, where they've got like that murky look in their eyes. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. And that was the first time I ever got asked to pray for someone for healing like that. I was just like, whoa, okay, cool. And we sat there, prayed. Couldn't pray very long because obviously we don't speak the language. It was through an interpreter. And when you pray for healing, you don't need to pray as well. You just need to command it because you have all the authority and all the power in Christ. And so we just spoke healing over her body and commanded it. And then she opened her eyes and she just had this look of shock on her face. And I was wearing a red shirt that day, and she said, I can see your shirt. So I was like, really? What color is it? And she said, no, it's red. I was like, whoa, okay. And then I said, cool, I want to test this. And so I got my Bible, or got her Bible, because it's her language. I said, I want you to read this. And she opened up and just read a number, but the number was like this big. So I was like, that's too easy. So I made her read like all these verses, which were tiny fonts. And the interpreter was just like, no, hectic, she can read, she can see that. So that was pretty insane. Then a friend next to her just started getting ballistic. She's like, pray for me, pray for me. So we started praying for her. She didn't get healed straight away, which blows my mind, because the first time I didn't have faith, I was just like, cool, this lady wants to be healed and we hope, trust God, and she was. And then the second lady, now we've got all the faith in the world, nothing happens. Suddenly I had this, God reminded me of the story, the only time in the Bible where Jesus commands healing twice, is there's a man who's blind, prays for him, and then he says, I can see a little bit better, but people look like trees. And Jesus says again, he commands healing, and the guy gets healed. So I told her the story, and we just commanded healing, and she opened her eyes, and she was also fully healed. And it was just like, it's a rare day. So it's cool. Yeah. But the whole thing is, God is able, and he's flipping amazing. He can do all these things. And he just wants people to, it says in Ephesians 3, like, now to him is able to do more than we can even dream or imagine. Like, think of the wildest thing that you can dream or imagine in God, and you're still sitting in the shallow end of the pool. Like, God is so much bigger, and he's able to do all that stuff, so let's believe it.
Amen. Sorry, you want to say something? There's no pressure, but you're welcome to. You like to? Go for it.
Thank you. just wanted to share the loss with
you. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, greetings in the wonderful, awesome name of Jesus Christ. I just want to thank you for the wonderful reception that I received last week, the love and the atmosphere. And I came here and you know, it's like the Lord had prepared that manner for me.
Amen.
You know, and it, like it was just prepared for me.
Amen.
I just want to give God the glory. You know, there was 10 that came for healing, and Jesus asked them to present themselves, you know, to the priest. And only one came back giving thanks. So I want to be that one that gives thanks to the Lord. You made an altar call for prayer. And the time spent, someone hasn't spend that long time praying for me, but the time spent there, you know, I've never really had the peace, experienced the peace of Christ in the way that I experienced last week and Sunday.
Amen.
I just want to give the Lord all the praise and
Amen.
All the thanks.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Great. Amen.
Paul's more. Amen, brothers and sisters. Amen. This is my friend wat nou hier gepraat het. So ons kom 'n lank pad aan. Ek hoop jy gaan nou hier ontmoet vanaand nie. Maar ek is bly dat jy is. Jy is by die regte plek. Amen.
Amen.
Ek wil dit vanaand vir elkeen sê, ek was ook met Paul's mooi, we had the Christmas party. And what happened there, there was very blessed. I thank the Lord for everything what the Lord have done for that image there. And what happened, the colonel, the head of the prison, he called me to his office and he talked to me. And I say, and he tell Aubrey, you not believe what you people do for this guy's the inside. They say they were skit the shell and they made one soap, a piece of soap in the shell. And there is 40 guys, about 30, 50 guys, they wash him with that soap. And I tell him, the Lord the glory. Everything what everyone who gives award that stuff is was very blessed. And there's only one seal. Today was the day I said I'm finished. I will start December with my wife and then January I'm going to go back. And then I must tell that seal, I must come back to you to return. My yes must be yes and my no must be no. Yeah. But if there's somebody who want to donate soap and stuff, I can take it not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, and this is my last Sunday, but I see the Lord want me there. I'm going to say to the Lord, no, I want December, I want the day off. But I'm going to say he was very blessed, that he was happy on their faces, that he was, it was like a miracle, they didn't believe. There was a pen, there was a pen to writing for the family, there was a one letter, an envelope, there was soap, a toothbrush, face cloth. And there was also like a parcel with chips, and there were chips, it was marshmallows, it was luxuries in there, but this was like a miracle. Me and my wife and other brothers and sisters, we was at home and we was busy with that stuff, put in the plastic. Now we have clear plastic to take it there. But I said thank you for God and thank you for everyone who was help us, and it was very blessed. And I say I must go back to that place on where I come from. I come out of there, my sister know. We come a long years, I didn't know first time. The second time I see her last on Friday, and I see her now here. It's like a miracle. But keep on the good work, my sister. You're in the right place here with this family.
I think we should take a moment to learn the people next to you's names. So to say hello to someone. Get a glass of water if you want. Stand up. We have to give it to the week. Drop off a cleanse house.